Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Ayin Tes. I'm still from Boca, just a few more days here. So we got to the bottom of Ayin Ches. I'm going to beis the last line. The Gemara says, Ha'ocha kikoseves hagasa. The person eats this size, which is a large date, on Yom Kippur, he violates the Isra Chila, he's Chayv Karis. So asks the Gemara, Barra Papa, going on to Ayin Tes now, Barra Papa kikoseves shamu. When we spoke about kikoseves in the Mishnah, we're talking about Bigarinasa, including the pit. There's a very large pit inside the date. Oh, below Garinasa, maybe it did not include the pit at all without that. So what does it mean, gas in the Mishnah? It meant a large date without the pit that's the same size as a pit itself. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says, Begarinasa, oh, shalom begarinasa, fadigatani masnisa, and that which the Mishnah says, ukagarinasa, mi bai lehai hechi kamar. They're trying to interpret the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, Kigarinasa, did that mean Kamoa u Kigarinasa, the date itself including the pit, Yachar, O Dilma Hachikamar, Kamo, that the date should be just like Kigarinasa, should be as big as a pit, but we're not including the pit itself as part of the date. So what's the answer? As the Gemara says, it doesn't have an answer, it says Ravashi asks a different question. By Ravashi, Etzem Kisora, it came to Etzem Kisora, a bone in terms of an Etzem of a mace. And the din is, it's able to be mitame b'magu b'masa, but not b'ohel. So when it comes to the size of the etzem, is the size of a kisora, like a barley kernel or a barley bean. So b'klipasa, or below b'klipasa, is referring to the seora with the klipa, with the shell, or without the shell. And furthermore, Avashi asked the question, b'lacha o b'yabasha, was talking about it was a moist barley, or was it dried? So the Gemara says, rapapalo mibayle hadar Avashi. Rav Ashi, lo mi barle hadu Rav Papa. So Rav Ashi did not have the shayla Rav Papa with regard to kukaseves hagasa, because gasa itamar, it says gasa in the Mishnah, kokam and the gasa, the largest possible shear, which means that the kukaseves with the garinas is included. And the flip side, Rav Papa, who had the shayla about gasa, did not have the shaylas of Rav Ashi, lo mi barle hadu Rav Ashi. Why? Because lacha shibolas mikre. When it's lacha, that's not called seora, that's called shibolas. The halach Moshe Sinai is that seora, not shibola, so it must be referring to yevesha and shelo b'klipasa. And if it did not have the shell, that's called ushla mikre. That's not called seora. So seora is certainly when it's yevesha and with the klipa as well. So Gemara then says further. Gemara says Amar Yehuda koseves hagasa she'amru yisera mikabeta. The koseves hagasa, that large date that we're describing, is larger than a kabeta. The kimlahu l'rabbanan dibahachi misrei daite, batsi mihacha lo misrei daite. The Chacham understood that the shear of a kikosevis is what satisfies a person. The different levels. There's an achila, which is a kazayis. There's a kikosevis, there's a kabetza, which is above that. And there's the kosevis, which is even larger than that, which is yisiva daite, which makes a person satisfied. Rashi says, kimlahu l'rabbanan viafagab dechol shir achila iser. Because I see, even though all other isurim that are asat eat machalsa suros, it's always a kazayis. Hanimile hecha dichsive achila. That's when the pasuk tells it as an isur to eat, and then the shir of achila is kazayis. Abahacha here asher lo suunek siv. It doesn't say the isur to eat on Yom Kippur. It says that one has to afflict himself. V'cholkama delo misrei daita inoy hu. When a person is not satisfied, there's no yishuv das. That's called inoy. So for that reason, we have a different. A different shear that's used for Yom Kippur. So the question the Mefarshim asks, wait a second, why does the Gemara need to give us a reason what's behind the shear? Don't we have a klal, the Gemara says, that all shiurim are halacha Moshe Sinai? So what's the time that's being brought here? So Sfas Emes says, you're right. We have a shear, we have halacha Moshe Sinai, that is a shear of a koseves. However, we weren't able to figure out the exact shear. Was that with a garinasa, without a garinasa? And since it wasn't so precise, or we didn't remember, we didn't know, therefore we had to figure out the base on Yishuv Das, which helped us answer the question that we're referring to the garinasa included. But there was a safek in our understanding of halacha Moshe Sinai. That's why we had to invoke the svara. Maritzchia says, no, the halacha Moshe Sinai of shiurim simply tells us that there's certain shiurim out there. There's a kazayas, there's a kabetza, there's a kikoseves. But when and where to apply, that's up to the Chachamim. So Chachamim had to figure out, well, we have the shear of Kosevis. Where does that apply? Oh, it must apply to Yom Kippur, because that's Tali on Yisuvei Daita, and that's the understanding. So back inside the Gemara now, after establishing that a Kosevis is larger than a Kebetza, Gemara says last six lines of Ayin Tes and Aleph here, Meisivei Maisa, Bevi L'Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Litomas HaTafshu. Once they gave a little something to eat to Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai, And Rabbi Gamliel, they gave much more for him to eat. They gave shtei kosos, the delisha mayim, and a pitcher of water. Vamru helum l'sukkah. And they said, let's bring it up to the sukkah to eat. So Rabbi Gamliel was given shtei kosos, two dates. The Taniyala, the Brisa comments on this Mishnah, lo mipnei shalachakach, ela shiratu l'hachmir a'atman. The truth is, they didn't have to eat in the sukkah. They could have eaten outside. But they want to be machmir, they're machmir to eat every single thing, even if it's less than a shir, inside the sukkah. Okay, so then, that's very important, that two shnei kosvos are not chayiv in sukkah. Ushenitnu l'Reb Tzadok, they gave Reb Tzadok some food to eat as well. And ochel pachas mikabeta, he ate less than a kabeta. And three halachas that came out from this. Nalu b'matba, he did not need to wash his hands, but less than a kabeta, so he used some handkerchief to cover his hands. And Rashi's, he didn't really have to do that, because he didn't want to get dirty. And v'yachlu chutz l'sukkah, he was able to eat out of the sukkah, because it was less than a kabeta. V'lo be'er achar, he didn't need a bench afterward either, because it was less than a kabeta. So all this is true because it's less than a kabeta. Now the diak of Rabbi Tzadok is, ha kabeta, going on to mebez, had been a kabeta, by a sukkah, it would require a sukkah. So now what comes out is, Rabbi Tzadok with the kabeta was chayiv in a sukkah. But shtei kosvos was not chayiv in sukkah. We said before, one koseves and its pit together is larger than a kabeta. Here we're having shtei kosvos. Now it's true, Rabbi Gamliel did not eat the two pits because that's not edible. So he had the shtei kosvos without the pit. So now we're saying is that shtei kosvos without a pit is smaller than a kabeta. If one koseves with this pit is larger than a kabeza, one would imagine that shtei kosos, even without the pit, should be larger than kabeza as well. What comes out here is shtei kosos were not chayiv in sukkah, one kabeza is. So Gemara asks that question, the top of Amibez. Vis hagadaitach koseves hagasa shamru yaser mikabeza. The koseves hagasa, the large date that we're describing, is larger than a kabeza. Hashte shtei kosos below garinim. The two kosos that Rabbi Gamliel had eaten without a pit, that he did not have to eat. He ate in the sukkah because he was machmir, but he really didn't have to. And that's lo havi kabeitza, that's not the size of kabeitza. Because had it been a kabeitza, he would have to eat in the sukkah. So it must be shtei kosvos below garinan is less than kabeitza. And kosevas hagasa, bagiranasa, miyavi yaseir mikabeitza. Again, if two dates without the pit is less than a kabeitza, how could we suggest that one date with the pit is more than a kabeitza? That doesn't seem correct. And Gemara says it is correct. Because the pit is actually more than 50% of the date. There's much more pit than a date, so it's possible that the date and the one date and its pit is larger than a kabeza, but two dates without the pit is less than a kabeza because there's less date than there is a pit. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah says. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah in shtei kosos below garinan lo havi kabeza, but kosevas agasa with the garinasa is havi yaseim kabeza. That's allowed and that's correct. Amar Papa says, "Hainu dami inchi." That's what people would say. Shrei kavi de tami. If you have two kav of dates, chad kav the kashyasa, one kav, half of the amount you have, the sariach, and more is all is the pit. More than half, 51%, and more than that is the pit. So we see in Echanami, there's less fruit of the date than there is the pit. So this all does make sense. That's the first understanding. Rav Amar, no. Hasam hainu taima. Even if you say shtei kosos without the garinan are larger than a kabeitza. But the reason why he was able to eat outside was because Mishum Dehavilei Peri, Peri La Bai Sukkah. Because fruit do not require a sukkah, so you can have as many fruit as you want, as large a shear as you want, because it's not chayiv in a sukkah. In a sukkah. So Gemara then says, further now, Meisivei Amar Rebbe, Kishin Yilom Dim Torah Yitzah Rebbe Yalazah Ben HaShemua, when we're learning by our Rebbe, that we lefaneinu teinim v'anavim v'achludim v'achilis arai chutz l'sukkah, that we ate all types of figs and grapes and other fruit, we ate achilis arai outside the sukkah. And the Gemara's Medayik, Achias Arai in Achias Kevalot, but only because we snacked on it. But had we eaten a full meal, we were Kovei Asud on it, we would have to sit in the Sukkah. We just said before, across the board, unequivocally, fruit do not require Sukkah. Here, it does require Sukkah, had it been Achias Kevalot. Gemara says, no, Ema, Achlin, Kachias Arai, Chutz L'Sukkah. What we were saying was, fruit in general is always eating Achias Arai, and never is Chai V'Sukkah. Ibai Zema, alternatively, it was a situation where they were having bread with it. Meaning, Ibai Zema, Achalunim Achilas Kevab, we had Achilas Kevab. We had a full meal, but Achal Nepas Achilas Arai, we had some bread with it, and the pas was only less than a shear, it was Achilas Arai. Badayu, Chutzasukkah, all that was outside. Meaning, when it comes to fruit, even Achilas Kevab could be outside. When it comes to pas, only Achilas Arai of pas could be eaten outside, but Achilas Kevab must be eaten inside the sukkah. Either way, both answers clearly say that fruit may be eaten outside. Gemara then says, Lema Masaili, let's say the following is a support. Befikach im hishlim mimine targum ayatza. There's a din, when you have to have 14 meals on Sukkot, it's a mission on Sukkah, so if you miss the meal, and you're mashlim it with mimine targum, you're yotze. Mimine targum, the understanding is, according to Rashi, it's some type of protein, fish or meat that you'd have with bread. So you could complete the meals with protein. Visagadaitach peri by Sukkah, listen peri. So had you thought that fruit does require Sukkah, so why didn't the Mishnah suggest peris? Why did it suggest some of this, these meats and fish and protein? So it must be then fruit does not require Sukkah and is not mashlim the last meal needed for Sukkah. Gemara says, no, my mini targima peris. Who says mini targima has to refer to fish and meat and other proteins? Maybe it refers to a fruit. And that's what we're saying. In economy, fruit can be mashlim the meals in the Sukkah because it's chayv in Sukkah. By saying, alternatively, maybe mini targima don't mean fruit. But the reason why they did not suggest peros is because ba'asra below shechichin peri. Maybe it was a place where they didn't have fruit. No fruit was available. So they had to rely on mini targima. In Echanami, fruit would work. Either way, we see that there is no raya from this. There's no support that fruit is exempt from the sukkah. Maybe fruit is chayiv in a sukkah. Very important tosis here. Tosis right to mini targima. Perka yasham. It says, Perka yashain rather. Gavi im hishlin yudal tsudos. The person is mashlim. His 14 meals in sukkah. In the sukkah, shechayv adam lechol the sukkah b'minei targima yatzah. And Perish Rashi there in sukkah daf chav zayin says kigon peros the kissin the kuplutos mevushalom different types of fruits. So he says there it is referring to fruits. Hachamashma the minei targima la peros ninu. But here the first stab at minei targima it did not mean fruit. So v'ein lilmo don't learn mikan sheyo ilu minei targima lahashim shalosh sudas. Don't tell me that you could have your shalosh sudas, your third meal on Shabbos, with mini tagima, whether that's fruit or whether it's a fruit, I rather fruit or fish or meat, because he says midamr hacha im hishlim mini tagima yatzav. The fact that it works for sukkah, maybe it should work for Shabbos as well. He says no. The shiny hasim over there is different by Shabbos. The afin lehu, the source of gimel sudas on Shabbos, is learned out midichsiv tlasa zinim hayom. It says the word hayom three times that all three meals are equal. Gavi man shuba makom pas. With respect to the man that fell on the hayom, so man is bread. Dafka bread works, but not mini tagima, not fish, not meat, not fruit. And afilu ihave amrinan. Even if one wants to say danafik begimel sudas b'mini tagima k'mo gavi sukkah, even if you want to say mini tagima works just like it works by sukkah, you come makom b'piri lo nafik b'lo mani nami sukkah. But that would only be that which mini tagima works by sukkah, like meat and fish. But would not work for fruit. So Tosus clearly writes fruit does not work. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch as well, that one has to have bread. And he says, if a person's really b'shas at the chak, the guy is so full, so then one would be able to rely on fruit, really, b'di'eved. And also the Ramah brings it down when Erev Pesach, it's on Shabbos, where you can't have matzah, nor can you have lechem, so then you can rely on peros and mini tagima as well. But these are only in extreme situations. Normally one must have bread in order to fulfill his obligation. So let's go right here in the Gemara now. Gemara says, last seven narrow lines of the Amud here, Rav Zvid, Amr Kosevas Agasa She'amru Chaseira Mikabetza. Rav Zvid argued, on Amud Alf, we had the din that Kosevas Agasa is larger than a kibetza. Here, Rav Zvid says, Kosevas Agasa is less than a kibetza. It's not, he says in the Mishnah, Beishami Omer, this is a Mishnah that appears in Maseches Beitza and Edios. Beishami Omer, Seor, which is yeast, Bekazayas, Chametz, Bekosevas. Chametz is actual bread, and Seor is the yeast, sour bread, sourdough. So the Seor is Bekazayas, Chametz is Bekosevas. Vavinam Ba, my time with the Beishami, why there are two different shirim for the Seor and Chametz? They're both types of Chametz. So Nichta, the Gemara explains, Nichta Rachmana Chametz, Vlabai Seor. The Pasuk should simply say, it's also to have Chametz. And we would have understood you can't have Seor either. Ma chametz, that the chametz of the chametz itself is not so strong, not so potent, and yet asa b'kazayis. A Seor, shechimut akasha, where it's very strong, it's very potent, lo kol shegain, certainly it's asa as well. So how come they had to specify Seor? Midepalkinu, Rachmana, the fact that they separated chametz and Seor, limda lacha shi'ura shozeh, lo shi'ura kol shozeh. That the shir chametz must be different than the shir of Seor. Seor b'kazayis, the chametz b'kosevis, because since Seor is the more obvious one, it's a smaller shir, and the chametz, which is the less obvious, less chametz, you need a larger shir to get the same potency of the chametz that's there. Now, v'sakadaita kosevis agasa shamru yaseir mekabetza. Let's say the order was kazayis, above that's a kabetza, above that is kosevis, so then you would think that the shir above kazayis should be kabetza. It should be Michti Beishami Ashira Denafish Bekazayiska Mahadrim. He's looking for the next Shira, meaning he says the Seor is a Kazayis. That's the smallest Shira. So it must be a Kazayis is one up. So why is he one up if really a Kosevis is larger than a Kibetza? He should go up to a Kibetza. The fact that he goes to a Kosevis implies that Kosevis is right above Kibetza, right? Kosevis is right above Kazayis. And Kibetza is larger than Kosevis. So again, Beishame Ashira the Nafish, because Ayiska Mahaji is looking for this shear that's one above Kazayas. Listene Kibetza. Must be that in fact he chooses Kosevis. Kosevis is in between Kazayas and a Kibetza. Now Inami alternately, even if you want to say Kiadadininu, let's say we want to say Kibetza and Kosevis are the same exact shear. So Nisse Kibetza, we should choose Kibetza over Kosevis. You have to choose one of them if they're equal weights. Why would you choose Kosevis? We should use Kibetza. Why would you choose Kibetza over Kosevis? So Rashi said, because that's the more regular term used in the Mishnahs. We have Kibetza appearing much more than Kosevis. So the fact that we choose Kosevis must be Kosevis is a different shear than Kibetza, and also it's less than a shear of Kibetza. Lav shmami no, Kosevis pechusa mi Kibetza. I said, what's the raya? Mimai, how do you know? Duma li olamei melacha Kosevis agasa shamru yisera mi Kibetza. Really, maybe Kosevis gas is larger than Kibetza. Hastama Kibetza. So maybe a large Kosevis is greater than a Kibetza. But a Stama Kosevis, just a Stam Kosevis, not a Kosevis Hagasa, but a Kosevis. Maybe that's the same Shir as Kibetza. And even if they're the same Shir, Kosevis and Kibetza, they chose one. And this, Havavi knows, they weren't concerned which one was used more in the mission, which one wasn't. And therefore they chose Kosevis over Kibetza. There is an Araya here that Kosevis is smaller than Kibetza. So Ella, how do we know then, as Rav Zvid know, that a Kosevis Agasa is less than a Kibetza? Ella mehacha from the following. Akame mezaminim, how much food, how much bread does one have to eat to make a zimun, to bench? Kezayis, divi Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda Meir ad Kibetza, is a machlokis. So what's a machlokis? V'maikim miflagi, Rebbe Meir savar, v'achalta zu achila, v'svata zu shtia, v'achila v'kezayis. He assumed that achila and shtia are two separate things. Shtia, rather svata is shtia. That according to some, it's brought down by the Mordechai Rama, brings this as a Yesh Omrim, that in order to bench, one not only has to eat bread, but he also has to drink, based on this drasha, v'achalta v'sevata, achalta zu achila, v'sevata zu shtia. And since it's just an achila, he's always b'kazayis, so if one eats a kazayis, that's his, he's chayv to bench. Yehuda Savar, no, v'achalta v'sevata, the word sevata qualifies the achila. Achila sheyesh basvia, eating that satisfies, that fills a person up. Veze ze kibetza, must be a kibetza. Now, visa gadaita kosevis agasa shamru yaser mi kibetza. If we were to say the kosevis agasa is larger than the kibetza, hasha kibetza svui mitzvah. If the kibetza fills you up, daita la mitzvah, it's not going to be full. Meaning, we said kosevis agasa is yisuvi daita, makes a person satisfied. So, how are you going to say that a guy is savei, he's full? Yisuvi daita is less than sevata. So, if kibetza is sevata, how can you say yisuvi daita is larger than that? It's got to be less than that. Elashmamina Kosevis Agasa Shamru, which is Yisuvah Daita, is Pachos Mikabeta, which Kabeta is Misava, and Kosevis is Misvei Daita. And this is how we know that a Kabeta is larger than a Kosevis. So let's quickly recap. We start off the Gemara talking about what was Achiz Agasa. Is it referring to including the pit, or is it referring to the date is large without the pit? It's just as large as the pit itself. Then Rav Ashi had his questions about Etzim Kesora with the Klipa, without the Klipa, Lacha or Yavsha, and we had different responses, and we ended up concluding that that we said that it's either one didn't have different shilos. Rav Yehuda said a Kosevis Agasa is larger than a Kibetza, and this is the shear, Kosevis Agasa is the shear that a person is used for Daita. And then we had the whole question of the Sukkah and the shear of Kibetza and the Rav Gamliel and Rav Tzadok, all of that. It sounded like a Kibetza would be the shear of eating in the Sukkah, and we went back and forth that a Shnei Kosvos without the pit is actually smaller than a Kosevis with the pit, because a pit is actually more than 50% of the whole date. Then we discussed the eating the fruit outside the sukkah. Achias Arai is allowed for fruit, and we try bringing Arai from the Mina Targima of sukkah. Is Mina Targima is a protein, or is Mina Targima some type of fruit? And then we had Rav Zvid, who argued on a review, and he said that Kosevis Agasa is actually less than a Kibetza. We tried bringing the proof from the Chametz and Sor discussion by the Beis Shammai. We ended up bringing a final proof from the Machlokas of Yehuda Rebbe Meir about the shear of benching. Is it a Kazayas like Rebbe Meir, or is it a Kibetza like Rebbe Yehuda?